930 WFMD is at your service, featuring local business people who are experts in their field.
Chris Michaels here with Jason and Dale from Johnson & Johnson Heating and Air Conditioning. Fellas, how are you?
Good morning.
Great to be here.
It is extremely cold out there. I mean, just bone-chilling, uncomfortable 15 degrees.
Yeah, it's cold down here, too.
So you guys must have been absolutely busy, right?
Yes.
It's been crazy, yeah. I'm sure the techs have gotten quite a few after-hour calls.
You know, in every home we go to, there's no heat, so we're cold. You know what I mean? So we got to be prepared when we get there. And they're out working in the cold. And I actually was at a job early this morning and dropped equipment off. It's 13 degrees out, and they're out there shivering. They got to work outside all day in the cold. And
not only that, but they got to touch the tools and stuff, which is metal. Their hands are probably freezing. I tell you what, those guys, they deserve a lot of credit for what they do.
Yeah,
they do. And then in the summer's the opposite, right? They're cooking in the summer.
They're sweating to death in the attic. So we are extreme temperatures. That's what we do. We work on them, and that's when you need us. So that's what we're here for. So don't worry about it. Don't hesitate to call us, and we work 24 hours a day. So we got guys available if we need to. There's extra little bit extra cost on your part if you want to come at nights or weekends, but it is definitely something we can work around the clock on.
Well, one thing I wanted to, we've been doing this podcast about four or five months now, something like that. One thing I wanted to get into was you have such a great history with your company. It's a family company, and you've been doing this for so long. I'd like to just let the listeners know about how you guys started, how long you've been doing this.
So our advertisement says over 27 years. It's really about 30 now. So I need to change that wording.
We'll get on that.
But my dad and I started it together. It started out first as a part-time business when I was in high school. And that was, late 80s.
Let's not date
I don't
Jason.
Believe that. You're
Let's
young.
Not date Jason here.
And I graduated in 90 and went to college, still did the stuff part-time. My dad worked for some other companies. He actually early on worked for Harvey Hoddle, and that is down in D.C.
Gaithersburg
area.
Yeah. Park Road, yep.
And then he'd worked somewhere else, a couple other places after that. And then I guess 93, 94, right when I was about ready to finish up college, we had all these part-time customers. They were like, some of them were business owners and things like that. And they were like, you guys really need to go full-time. And we're like, well, that's a big commitment, right? I was getting ready to go off to school for second stage of my college to go for electrical engineering because I was an engineering major. My dad came to me and says, I'll do it if you go in with me. And I was like, give me 6 months. Let me think about this. I'll finish out this semester. And so ended up, that's where we went. We went that direction. And, I grew up right down the road from St. Mary's College.
Oh, okay, right.
I guess college then, but there in Emmitsburg. Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's where we lived. And then moved after that. But we never turned back. We started a small business, and we had a few clients because we had, part-time before that. And we worked out of my parents' house. They had a mudroom. That was the office. And, our customers would come up to the office and see us, pay their bills or whatever, or come for advice. And that lasted for probably about 5 years out of that small area. And then we started to grow. We started hiring some people. My brother-in-law came on board. And
Todd. He's our installation manager now.
Yep. And started adding one employee after the other. Then we bought a building, and then several years after that, grew out of that, and we moved into the building we're at now. And our main building is in Martinsburg there, right off of 81. And that's where our warehouse and everything is. And then now we even have a small location here, downtown Frederick.
Yeah.
And, it's just been a great ride. Dale came on how many years ago?
2016. I started with Jason. There's probably 8 or 9 people working at that time, and their new building. They're where we're in now. And so we were small back then, but we grew. Now we're 34 people, I believe, 34, yep. Something like that. So we've grown in that amount of time tremendously in the last 10 years. But I've been there, 8 years. So It's been a great place to work, and that's the thing that attracts everybody. And you know, we look for new people all the time. We have resumes on our desks all the time, and people want to come work for us because we're a good place to work. But we always just look for the right people, and that's how we've grown. Jason's grown his business by just hiring people, the people that fit his core values and how, you know, our culture. And then from there, we train or put them in the right place and go from there. But it's just about the people that work out of that place and the office and how we work together as a team. That's what makes us special.
Yeah, when you say it's a excuse me, a great place to work, it's because of the team. That they make it the great place to work. I have nothing to do with that. We have fun. I mean, we get down, we get serious, and we get it done, but we have fun at the same time. And we all find it quite a blessing to help serve our community, just to take care of them.
Yeah, and Jason's being humble there because it does start from the top and work our way down. So we all...
Well, I would agree, too, because it's like a football team, you know, or any professional team. The coach is a very important part of the team.
Right.
I mean, a coach is the leader. And, you know, you lead by, I guess the old saying is you lead by example. You know, your employees see how you work hard, you're there, and they follow that example. And I think one of the big benefits, too, is being from this area. We live in a very odd area when it comes to weather. You know what I mean? And being used to the weather patterns over here and things like that, because obviously the weather affects your business.
For sure.
That's probably a big thing that's helped you, too.
It is. Yeah, it's, you know, what, we were single digits the other morning, and then next week we're going to be in the 40s, or later this week maybe.
60s, I heard.
60s?
Yeah, I heard low. Again, I'm not a meteorologist, but I could be. I mean, they get things wrong all the time, and they don't lose their job, but I heard 60s.
Well, yeah, I'm skeptical of the 60s, but maybe the 50s. We'll see.
I'm all for, you know, cold weather. It's great for business and drives it, but I don't know if I'd want to live in that all the time. So I like the back and forth a little bit. You know, it gives us some reprieve. But yeah, it's definitely we can get some wide swings here, and the same in the summer. You know, we can be a pretty mild, and then all of a sudden, mid 90s and 90% humidity.
Right,
and I feel like we're in Florida. But it's a great place to have a business because of that. But we have a great community of people. They're giving. I mean, you know, when you guys do your fundraising and your charity thing, they just the St. Jude's. I think this is like one of the highest producing for St. Jude's area.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So, and we find that as well with our customers. They are just great people to work with, and they make, not only is our internal employees part of that makes it fun, but our customer base.
Yes, our customers. It's awesome. Absolutely. So, we do special programs, and we're talking about the Feel the Love program all the time. And, you know, it's not just employees. We get, I mean, customers want to help out with that. Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't, but they always want, there's always people interested in helping and what can they do to help do this. And that's a big part, just how many people we get every year, because they have to be nominated through our customers, and there's a ton of nominations for it. So it's always good to get the community and our customers involved in our business, and we love it.
How about our Toys for Tot drive this year? Yeah, they just loaded up our lobby area with toys.
People stop by.
We have
those
big giant boxes, and we have two of them, and we just have to keep unloading those all the time. They were just filling them up. And
I want to get to the Feel the Love program a little bit, but I want to tell you, I like one thing you just said, and I myself as a customer appreciate this. You said you hire employees that fits your core of your company, okay? I like that. Let me tell you why. Because a lot of companies will hire people just out of necessity. In other words, they need people. I'll hire you, even though you might not fit what we believe in this company or our core values. We're going to hire you anyway. You guys don't do that.
Absolutely.
And what I love is your employees will work harder if need be, if they're short people, until you can actually find the people who fit your core values, which I think is great.
They will do that if they trust you.
Right.
You know, they know that we're in this together. We're a family, not just a team. And we are looking for we're always hiring, you know. And with this warehouse situation was just that, you know, we didn't have somebody in there. And that was a strain on everybody.
Yeah, it was.
But we finally found somebody. But we weren't just going to grab the first person off the street. You know, I will say we have been guilty of that years ago because some of these things you just end up learning.
Right.
You know?
Trial by error.
Yeah, and you have to listen to your people. I mean, the team, you know, the team speaks. We come together and we feel those pain points together. And we've decided as a company, you know, everybody has input on that. And we're not, we are looking for somebody that wants to work beside us. They have to have a heart for the community and for each other. And it just, that way, when you get up in the morning, you're not like, oh, you know, I don't want to come in today.
Well, Jason, you know, you were in the trenches, okay? You started off, you know, going house to house, doing, you know, with your techs do.
Yeah, repairing.
So you know exactly what it's like to have to be out there in like 100-degree weather, 10-degree weather. And I think that's why you relate to your techs so well. You know, a lot of bigger companies, they'll hire people who necessarily weren't a tech, were in management, but they weren't a tech. They don't know exactly what it's like to go to a house or have to be up at certain times in the morning, whereas you do. So I think that's also a big advantage of why you're so close with your employees.
It did. And actually, when I started when I back in 2016, that's when Jason's dad, Michael, Mitch, would retired. Mm. And he was retiring, trying to get out. And so then Jason was doing what Michael was doing. Michael was basically doing service work. That's what he was doing. And then I was doing sales, so I came in and did sales, what Jason was doing. And then so Jason was out running trucks. He was out doing service work all day long and all night long. And he was like our main service guy at that point in time. So and we still had, I don't know, 9 people there working, doing a lot of other things. So he was kind of charged with things, but he was also doing, you know, the main, all the service. So he does. He gets down and dirty. And last Christmas, if you remember last Christmas here, it was super cold. It was freezing cold. Christmas Eve, Jason's on service calls 11 o'clock at night because we had so many service calls, our service guys couldn't handle them. So he gets out there and says, well, I'll get a truck. I'll go do service too. So it's not an owner that just sits by and, you know, is up in, you know, on the top office looking down at everybody. He's out there working just like everybody else, keeping everything going and moving.
Jason seems like he's a little embarrassed of the Jason Love Fest going on, but it's true, though.
It's true, though, but that's how it starts, and that's the business runs.
That's what I mean by team being a good team leader. That's why what you do is so important, because your team sees that. Okay, your team sees what you're doing, and they're going to follow. That's why it's being a team leader is so important.
That's where the business started, and that's why it's so successful. And he's on top of it now. So,
also, I wanted to get into, I've been reading a lot about duct cleaning. Duct cleaning is so important. And I don't think people realize how important, and I'm switching gears here. Sorry, to just kind of switch things on you guys. But I don't think people really realize how important things like duct cleaning is until there is a problem. Then it's too late. Then it gets more expensive. I'd like to tell our listeners about the duct cleaning and how important that is for their systems.
Yeah, so the national average or whatever is every 5 years to have your duct cleaned. But really what makes the difference is do you have a filter in your system all the time, and what kind of filter is it? Is it a good one?
Right. Or do you have dogs and pets?
Because that's another thing.
Which I do.
Yeah, yes. You're going to get your ducts dirty a lot quicker.
So, you know, if you don't have a really good filter, and when I say a really good filter, that's a 5-inch thick, like almost like a HEPA type filter, that'll keep your ducts clean because all the air going through it is really, really filtered. But if you just have your normal filter you buy at Lowe's or Home Depot or whatever like that,
okay,
some of that dirt's getting through. So in 4 or 5 years, you can imagine just constantly, because think about that air is moving. In this area, it's either hot or cold. We don't have too much 65, 70-degree weather, right? So it's usually, we're in the 40s or 50s or colder, or now we're 75, 80, and warmer. So that heat and air conditioning is on all the time.
And you were talking about just like people who just go to, like you said, go to a store. Like me, for example, I'm guilty of it. I'll go to a Giant. You could, you know, buy a Giant Safeway, and you can just buy a filter right there. Oh, it's convenient, it's there, and bada bing, bada boom, I get my groceries and put it in. You're talking about that, right?
Yeah.
You want to get a much better filter.
Yeah, you like to try to get the filter down, we call them microns, down as small particulate as possible, so that's not passing through into your ductwork. And then what happens is it passes through your ductwork and back out of the vent, and then you're breathing this stuff. And dust, you know, just sitting on the counter, it may not be quite as bad as dust that's actually blowing through your air in small particulates in your breathing. So
I have asthma, so that's why. And for those people out there who have asthma or any breathing issues, that's why this is very important.
Have you ever been on a day when the sun's coming through the window just right, and you can see all those little spots? That's all the time. It's not just because that's when that air is blowing like that and pushing dust through, you can't normally see it because the light's not in the right spot. But yeah, you're breathing all that stuff in, and it's going through your ductwork. So having clean ductwork and a good filter, you know, cleans the air up.
It does. But I will tell you this, though. On a 1-inch filter, mm-hmm. you don't want to get the high-grade filters for the 1-inch because it's gonna they're going to get too dirty too quick, and it's going to restrict the airflow, and you're going to run some – your pressures are going to drop on your system and cause problems. So you just got to replace the filter more with a less expensive filter on a 1-inch.
Okay.
But to get to a 5-inch filter, you have to have us come out, take a peek at it, and see what we can do with the ductwork to actually put this housing unit in there. That will basically put the 5-inch filter that goes in there, and that's sealed a whole lot better. So you don't have the air brakes or you're not pulling air from around the filter. It's going through the filter. So there's some things you need to do. So the best thing to do is call us, have us come out. If you're concerned about it, getting your ducts cleaned, we can offer you an air cleaner system as well. And then also to go with that, even the Warrior or the Patriot air cleaner would be a great thing to add to it as well.
That's a benefit of, you know, also being part of our Comfort Club. I mean,
beautiful. I was just going to say, perfect segue into that,
you know,
Comfort Club.
Because our guys are trained to listen. So, you know, we're not salespeople when it comes to that. But we train to listen and consult. So, and if you bring something up about sneezing or allergies, they better bring up something about air cleaning because you need it. And, I mean, you can make the decision whether you want to purchase something or not. But, you know, there's a lot of things as far as health and breathing and asthma and all that. There's a lot of things that we can do to help.
Yeah, that's right up our alley.
We have things that will help, you know, with the flu and things like that to kill the viruses. So stuff we don't bring up all the time because we just don't want to have that. And sorry for anybody that's a car salesman, but the old and out, you know, the old stereotype of car salespeople.
Right.
You know, we're not there just to sell you a list of things that you don't want.
I hope my uncle Lou Diamond isn't listening to this. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but on the same token, we also don't want to be the company that doesn't give you your options and let you know what we can do. Because if you don't know it, then you're not going to even know what to ask. And like in your situation, Chris, you moved into a new home, and that's a lot of people, you know, moving to homes, and you have no idea what's in that ductwork. Who was there before you? What's been going on in that house?
Right.
You know, and it's still there.
You bring up a good point.
Because you need to get your ducts cleaned to get
You can bring out. An inspector in, one of the home inspectors, like you just said, just bought a house. You can bring in a home inspector, and they'll do a good job inspecting things, but they're not going to really look at your air conditioning, obviously, like you all will. So that's why I think it's so important when you buy a home, especially my situation, have somebody from J&J come and look at your air conditioning unit. Especially now before it gets way too hot to try to see if there's any issues that could be resolved before the summertime.
Right. Yeah, you're definitely right. The home inspector, I mean, they do a great job.
They do.
But they're on that part, they're on the surface. They're not an HVAC professional. Sure. And so, yeah, during that Comfort Club, we really get deep into that and do a deep cleaning, and we see all those little things. And, you know, then if you do decide to purchase something like an air cleaner or something, that Comfort Club gets you 15% off, which is a big discount.
Well, I've said this before, and I hate to beat a dead horse, but it's so true. Again, you know, with everybody having streaming and this and that, and just drop your streaming services and get the Comfort Club, because in the long run, you're saving so much money if something goes wrong. And then again, you're having pretty much the same person coming over to your house because you guys have very low turnover rate with your company, as we talked about. That person becomes like family. And the biggest thing with me is trust. Trust. I don't mind, and you know, paying a little more. I'm not saying they're going to pay more with you guys, but I'm just saying in general, I don't mind paying a little bit more if it's an auto mechanic, as long as I trust the person.
Right.
For sure. That's the main thing.
I have the same thing. You know, I have my to-go people. They've earned my trust, and it's a great relationship. And some of them I do pay a little bit more for, but at the end of the year, I think I've saved a lot of money because I haven't gone back multiple times. And I haven't ever broke down in my car on the middle of the road. That would be worth something to me right there.
Right.
Peace of mind that I'm not going to break down.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it is. You know, a lot of our techs, they have their own customers, right? They they get called on, and it's kind of funny. They have a little
competitions, and yeah, I get,
like, who gets the most baked pies
and food and stuff. It's all about food. Usually,
bring some here, please. Yeah. Bring some here.
But yeah, they take pictures of what they. Oh, look at my food I got today. So, but go to our website or check out Google and look at our reviews, and you're going to see people. I had Kyle. I had Dalton. I don't want anyone else but this. And they all don't realize that they're all really good service guys because they're all getting the same thing.
Right.
They're all getting asked the same thing. They all want the same person back because it's just kind of how it starts from the top and work its way down and how, you know, again, how we hire people and all that. But you do. If you get a relationship with somebody and you feel comfortable with them, we want to try to honor that relationship. So we do try to work it out for them if we keep the same service done.
So I got to ask you this question, especially you, Jason. You guys almost like doctors. Meaning doctors, people are always asking doctors for free medical advice. I'm sure you're always getting asked for free air conditioning and heating advice. So I'm going to do that now.
You got it. Bring it on.
If you don't mind. Like we just talked about, I just bought a house. I have baseboard heating. Okay. My bill is astronomical, I think because of the baseboard heating. What can people do to try to help keep their bills down when it comes to their heats?
Okay. Well, first of all, if you don't mind getting really cold, just turn it down.
Yeah.
If you want to be warm, Jason's going to go to sleep.
Yeah, with the sales advice part. Now let's go to the tech advice.
Got to get a big coat.
Yeah.
Baseboard electric heat, there's not a whole lot you can do to make it run more efficiently. Mm-hmm. It's just resistant heat. And you're just heating up a coil of wire, and it's making you heat.
That's expensive.
And it's expensive. Now, there's some things you can do if you have multiple thermostats throughout your house. I don't know if you have.
We do.
You mm-hmm. have multiple. Mm-hmm. So if you have sections of the house that you don't ever hardly go to, you could turn those areas down and just have the main areas. But electric baseboard, you can't turn way down because it takes. I don't know if you've tried it yet, but it takes a long time to get warm again.
Yeah. It does. Oh my goodness, you're not kidding.
Yeah,
yes.
And you'll burn twice as much energy just trying to get warm again, right? Because it's just full gas pedal to the floor on the whole time for hours. But so that's about the best advice for electric baseboard.
Heat pump is what I need.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's where I was getting ready to come in.
See, I've been hanging out with you guys too long. I maybe should get a job with you as a tech now. Heat pump.
So a heat pump would do it. Yeah, so that's where Dale comes in, where he comes out and has to look about how we would design something to work.
So what you're doing now is taking your air conditioning out altogether, you're replacing it, and you're putting in a heat pump system. Mm-hmm. That involves replacing the air handler, the outdoor unit, the thermostat, probably doing some wiring and power wiring as well. So we got to make sure your electrical panel's large enough and there's room on there. And we've got to run power wiring from your electrical panel to your air handler. And then thermostat wires from your air handler to your outdoor unit and to your thermostat with a new thermostat. So there's a lot of work involved. All that, we can still get it done in a day's period of time.
Holy cow.
Usually, but it's just a matter of, you know, what we need to do. And that's where you'd call one of my people, the Comfort Consultants, that will come out and take a peek at it, go over your options and what's best for you and your house. And when we build a system for your house, we are not just giving you 20 different options. We are designing one for your home and your particular services, what you need. So we sit down and actually ask you a bunch of questions to find out about you, how you live, what temperature you like the house at, you know, looking at all the ductwork, counting the vents and all that stuff. So we do a lot of work just to find and develop and design a system that's best suited for you. So that's when you call us, that's what you're going to get.
See, I like that. It's a lot of planning. It's not just, oh, you know what, we're going to, you know, throw in a heat pump. It's actually looking at the house, the layout of your house. And that is what separates you guys from other companies and bigger companies is the fact that actually caring about the customers and actually putting in the work. And the work is not just actually installing everything. It's like you said, going over the house plans and trying to get a plan.
It is. And sometimes it may require some adding ductwork. You may find this room is just not big enough. We don't have enough supplies here, or we don't have enough return. So we accommodate for that. But we look at that and check it before we install a system to make sure that when we do put it, you get the best possible comfort you can get.
Yeah. And I mean, our customers are different too. Let's say you have an older couple that just moved from Florida to here. Do you think they like it warmer than the rest of us around here?
Right.
Yeah.
You know? So it's also getting to know the customer.
Exactly. Right. And knowing a little bit about them. Mm-hmm. It's, do they have allergies? You know, ask all these questions because it's so easy to do this when we're building a system. You know, it's a lot easier than coming after the fact and doesn't cost near as much money. So we're doing them a disfavor of not preparing this correctly.
Right. Or if you have a house or a room like this in your house, it's going to require, it has more BTUs of heat. So you're going to need more cooling in here because you have all the you have all these components and things that produce heat. So you have to look at that too. There's a room that somebody has like a server or has a lot of computer equipment and things that, you know, when houses were built in the 80s, they didn't have all this stuff.
So which is when mine was built.
Yeah, you have to look. You have to kind of see what their lifestyles are like and what maybe they need.
So I want to get somebody to take a look at the house. What are the best hours to call you?
Well, the best thing to do is go to our website at jnjcomfort.com, or you just call the office and we'll schedule an appointment. And it can be almost any time. Any from 8 o'clock to 5-6 o'clock at night, we try to schedule appointments. Saturdays, we do not work. We are a Seventh-day Adventist company, and we respect that for the owners and the company. Mm-hmm. So we do not work on Saturdays for estimates.
Except for emergencies.
For emergencies and services, we do. And we did run a sales call last week on an emergency one because they had no heat, and they wanted something done immediately.
Oh, so my goodness, yeah.
We did actually did the work on Monday. So we did run that calls. But generally, for the most part, we will work on Monday through Friday.
Somebody's always in the office 8 to 5, and then somebody will always take the call after hours as well.
Yeah. So never hesitate to call us or get to our website and check us out.
Well, with the few seconds we have so much to talk about on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. We didn't even get into I wanted to get into the Feel the Love program, but we'll definitely do that again.
We'll do that again.
Yeah. For next month. And if I have any more complaints about my bill and also too, we want to invite the listeners to, you know, let us know on our Facebook page if you have any questions on our WFMD Facebook page. We'll post when you guys are coming in again. If there's any questions,
that'd be great. Yeah.
Post on our Facebook page under the comment section. Dale and Jason are very gracious, and they'll give you advice, great advice, and answer it for you.
There you go. Teledoc.
There you go. Well, Jason and Dale from J&J, thank you so much for stopping by again, and we'll do this again next month, huh?
Sounds great.
Chris.
Thanks for having us.
Try to stay warm.
Yes. Try.
Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.com.